Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
All right, so we're going to talk about the best nutrition tips coming up for 2014. I know you hear this kind of stuff all the time, but I have one of the best people on to talk about this, Dr. Kathy Groover. She's an acclaimed naturopathic physician. She's author of The Alternative Medicine Cabinet. She's an expert with supplements and nutrition and homeopathy. She's with me. We're going to talk about what eating healthier means, and we're going to discuss to her what are the top nutrition tips. Dr. Groover, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, people tell me all the time this time of the year, right, with their New Year's resolutions, I'm going to eat healthier. Mm-hmm. And I like to look them right in the eye and I ask them, Dr. Groover, well, what does that mean? And they usually just stare right back at me. What does that mean to you to eat healthier?
I think it means making the best choices we can. And the problem that I have with New Year's resolutions is people make these vast sweeping statements like, I'm going to eat healthier, or I'm going to lose 50 pounds. And they have these goals, but they don't actually have a game plan of how to get there. And I think you're just setting yourself up for defeat at that point. I think you have to set very doable, practical goals. So if you're a total chocoholic and you say, I'm never going to touch another piece of chocolate again, you know you are. Come on. You're just setting yourself up for failure. So making it something that you can actually do is going to be really useful. So I think making specific nutrition choices is going to be a benefit.
I like that. So specific. So instead of saying something like, and so many people do this, eat healthy, it's I am going to eat 5 servings of vegetables every day. Or if you don't like vegetables, maybe 3 or 2 or whatever it is, that is going to be an improvement for what you're doing. But as you said, be specific, right?
Right, absolutely. And I think, we've got this technology where, you can look at your phone or your iPad or your iPod or, we've got all this technology for tracking things. And actually, one of the things I started to do last year was I downloaded an app called Lose It, and it tracks your calories in and your calories out. And it really held me accountable to what I was putting in my body. And you can scan products and you can do all this stuff. It was actually so useful to me because I think knowledge is power. And so, again, if we're going to make a big proclamation that you're going to lose weight or you're going to decrease your calories or you're going to cut out soda, this type of thing, and there are so many apps like that, can really give you proof of what you're doing, and it definitely holds you accountable because when you get to the end of the day and you see you're over those calories and there's all these red buttons going off, you kind of go, oh, geez, what did I do?
Yeah, now these apps, you can, if I'm not mistaken, you can go into a grocery store, right, and you can scan the barcode essentially for that, whatever you're about to buy, right? And that will, I guess that has that kind of information, the label information, and it will calculate for you if you ate that whole thing or one serving. Is that kind of how it works?
Yep, absolutely. The challenge comes when, if you're making if you go out to a restaurant and you have an omelet, you've now got to sit down and figure out, what did they put in that and what is there and, how many calories it is. And that eating out was a challenge. But for products and things that you're doing at home, and I tend to have the same things over and over again, once it's in there, it's in there. And I simply scroll through my list and go, I had the pretzels and hummus.
Oh,
perfect.
Okay.
Bing, it counts the calories. And it was really fascinating for me to see exactly what I was putting in and taking out with all the exercise I do. It was really eye-opening, and I definitely recommend doing something like that.
So we do want people to eat healthier, but we want them to come up with specific goals. Like you really need to kind of think about what you want to do. If it's eat more vegetables, write down how many it is. Use these types of apps. I know people hear this all the time. They're all over websites, blogs, newscasts now. Here's our best tips for the coming year. You hear this all the time. But I know that you really are an expert at this, Dr. Groover. So that's why, I do want to cover this with you because I know you have some really good tips for my listeners. Let's try to get through 3 or 4 of your best tips for 2014. So what would you start off with for the listeners?
Absolutely. I think, as much as we say we want to eat healthier, I do think that's a challenge. It's really hard for people to get in enough nutrients. And, I know you are as well. I'm a big fan of supplementing. And I think if we all add in a really high-quality vitamin and mineral supplement, I think we're going to see an improvement in our health. And that way it actually takes some of the pressure off the obsession with eating and kind of balances things out a bit. So my first tip is get a good high quality vitamin and mineral supplement.
Right. You know, and Dr. Gruber, this brings up another point. Some of the studies, you know, there was one recently that talked about that multivitamins don't even work. Maybe they're even harmful. And the conclusion of these studies is that, well, if you are healthy, and they make this assumption, if you're eating healthy food, you may not need one. But most of us aren't eating like that. But I make the point that even if you are eating healthy, our soils are not producing healthy food. So I think those studies don't take that into account.
Right, and they also
so multivitamins are critical.
Exactly, and they also tend to pick the cheapest, the cheapest vitamins. They give them to sick people. They give them a minimum dose and say, "Why isn't this doing anything?" You know, so you have to look at you can skew any study the way you want to. I don't know anybody that's ever gotten sick from multivitamins. Look at what's happening with pharmaceuticals versus natural supplements. Adding that stuff in, especially magnesium. I'm a big fan of magnesium. It's useful for so many of the symptoms and syndromes that people show up, and I'm sure in your office as well, things like constipation, mood issues, sleep issues, muscle cramps, headaches, menstrual cramps. We need more magnesium, and I just don't think we can eat enough of it to get what we need. So throw that in the mix as well. Something I think we really need to be eliminating is soda. Get rid of the soda diet regular. I think it's just there's no health benefit to it, and it's keeping us from drinking something that we really need to increase, which is pure water. I think we're just dehydrated, and I'm guilty of this as well. We're dehydrated as a society. We need to be drinking more water for all the functions in our body. So that's definitely something else I recommend adding in.
And if you do drink soda, and you may think to yourself, oh, I just have to have that one, whether it's diet or regular, doesn't matter. You think to yourself, you just need it, But if you can just get off of it for a while, what's amazing is if when you do go back to think, well, I'm going to enjoy one today, and it's been maybe a month since you've had one of those, they taste horrible. I don't know if that's been your experience. I used to drink diet soda many years ago because we didn't know the dangers of the artificial sweeteners. And maybe on a rare occasion, I'll take a sip out of somebody's or whatever, and it tastes horrible to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can get over it.
You totally can. And people don't believe that. They think they have to have it every single day. And, eliminate it slowly until you're completely done with it. And I completely agree with you. I used to be a huge Mountain Dew drinker. I would go through like a 6-pack a day when I was in college. And I was away from it for the longest time, and I thought, oh, I would love a Mountain Dew. That'd be so great. And I took like 2 sips. I had an immediate headache. It was so sweet and so gross. I just couldn't drink it. And you'll find that as you start to get healthier as a person, in different aspects of your life, you're not as prone to do those unhealthy habits because your body doesn't need to have them anymore. So definitely, adding in those vitamins and minerals, eliminating soda, drinking more water, and something that we don't talk about a lot of in this society is pooping and bowel habits. That's something that we really need to, I love talking about poop. I mean, we need to pay attention to that. We should be, I don't know if you agree with this, we should be having, 1 to 3 a day. And there are people that are doing that a week and they think they're healthy. And I think we really need to increase our fiber, our exercise, our water, and make sure we're getting those toxins out. We don't want them sitting back in our bodies.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting, Dr. Gruber, every time we do this type of, beginning of the year show, best tips, all that kind of stuff, in my opinion, the real experts always come back to the basics. Isn't that awesome? There's other experts talking about the latest Amazon herb that you have to buy that's $500 a month, but people like you, Dr. Gruber, and myself, Life Extension, we always go back to the basics because that's really where health begins. Your book is The Alternative Medicine Cabinet. Where can people purchase the book?
They can get that on Amazon, of course, as both an e-book and a regular softcover book, and then also my website, which is thealternativemedicinecabinet.com.
Yeah, and it's a very, very, very simple read. People really enjoy it. Again, it's called The Alternative Medicine Cabinet. Go check it out. Dr. Gruber is an awesome expert and author. You'll really enjoy it. So this is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.